Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
John chapter 7, and we will read in unison all the way through verse 13. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible, John chapter 10, verses 7 through 13. When you have it, please say amen. And let's read in unison. The word of the Lord reads in John chapter 10, beginning at verse 7. Let us read. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. Let's read verse 14. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Praise the Lord, you may be seated. I'm going to walk through this passage of Scripture today, and then go to another passage to try to bring them together. May I teach this one? Have you ever in your life had a real, real good supervisor? And you enjoyed working for that individual? It was just different when you had somebody that was good, right? And then have you ever had an individual that increased your pressure? Have you ever had to work for an individual that kept you on your knees and kept you praying and fasting? Because they were not good. They were not good. And that's just a sad thing, because here we're looking at the good shepherd. And I want to admonish you today that no matter what's happening in your life, no matter what you may be going through, no matter what you're even imagining in your mind that may or may not happen, I want you to know that if you are a child of the living God and you are one of his sheep, you have nothing to worry about because you have a good shepherd. You know, when you work for that good supervisor, you could have conversations and they understood what was going on in your life, even if you needed to take some time off. They took time to even maybe send you to training. They had your best interest at heart. And they wanted to train you and to develop you so that you could reach all of your potential, because that good supervisor understood that leadership is key. Meaning that if I can develop more leaders, that would be a legacy for them. If I could create more leaders, that would be a good thing and it would help the organization. But that one that was just not so good, only cared about themselves and was self-centered, it was very challenging to work with or for them. Coming in my young folks, you know, I have to make it plain. You know, I ain't got no job. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't work. So my young people and those, have you ever gone to school and you had a teacher that was really, really good or a professor that was great? And you would do whatever they wanted you to do. If you had a teacher, you didn't want to go to school, you would say, Mama, Dad, can we do this teacher again? You ever had one of those who had your best interest at heart? They wanted to see you grow and develop. And then you had those other ones that you, if Mama, Daddy didn't make you go to class, you wouldn't go to class. And if you were sitting in the classroom on a university, you'd be like, I wish I would have asked somebody before I signed up for this professor class. I'm just trying to make it plain because I want you to understand that you have a good shepherd if you are in the body of Christ and his name is Jesus Christ. You see, the good shepherd, I like it when he says, I am the door by me, verse 9. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. This here is symbolizing that Christ himself is the only way to the Father. He is the only way you can get in. He is the door. But then there's this thief. He wants to kill you. He wants to destroy you, your heart, your mind. And that enemy is the devil. He doesn't want you to have anything. He doesn't want your best interest at heart. And sometimes it may have us look before we become saved and say, well, those church folk, they can't do too much of anything. They don't look like they have any fun. They don't have a good time. They just seem like all they do is go to church. And the enemy paints a portrait of that it is not good to be in Christendom. And then they allow you to do what he allows you to do everything. He says, this is fun, that is fun. Go out and party and do all those things, but he is only setting you up to kill you and to destroy you because he is not a good shepherd. I want to make it plain, young folk, you may think that your parents may be hard on you sometimes, but they're setting boundaries and rules because they care for you. They are good shepherds. They want to make sure you do the right things. They want to make sure you mature and grow into whatever the Lord has for you. But if you have parents that just let you, as we say, in our day, I'm sure my age is wild out, they really don't care about you. And they say, well, my friends, they can go here, they can do that, and they go everywhere. But down the line, a few years from now, when you look back and you look over, you will begin to say, I thank God that I had good shepherds as parents. Because they looked after me, they cared for me, they made sure things were right. It may have been tight at a particular time, but because it was tight, I am right today. Here is what we have here with our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the good shepherd. He's making a contrast here between the shepherd and somebody that is just hired to take care of the sheep. The person that's hired to take care of the sheep, they don't have the sheep's interest at heart. When rough times come, they're going to vacate the premise. They're going to leave. But see, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. What does that mean? He is noble. We're talking about his character and who he is.
He's going to care about you at all times. He's never going to leave you. He's going to give His life, and He gave His life for the sheep. Why am I setting this up? Because I want you to understand when we get over into Psalm 23. You will begin to understand why Jesus is good. You'll begin to understand and know and see the character of the Almighty God, that He has your best interest at heart. Why? Because He cares for you. Because you are His sheep. He has your best interest at heart. You may think that you're alone right now, but I want to tell you, you're not alone. Because Jesus, the good shepherd, would never leave you alone. Yet, it may seem as though it is dark right now. But because He is the shepherd, and He's a good one, you're now going to begin to understand His character. You see, as you look around this church, you see all of these names on these banners. All of these names on these banners show you the character of God. We talk about it and we say it, but do we really understand and know what they mean? You see, through these words, through these names, Jehovah, which means the self-sustaining, the self-existing one, the one who does not need anything or anybody, He's showing you His character, that He is the good shepherd. So when you look at Psalm 23, turn there with me today. I'm not going to be before you long. I just want you to understand, we may feel alone today, but God wants you to know that He is your good shepherd. And He is going to take care of you no matter what. No matter what you are going through, today He wants you to know that if you say, as in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He wants you to understand today exactly what that means. Because knowing that He is the good shepherd, and if you say, the Lord is my shepherd, you are saying that I have an intimate relationship with God. That verse there, He is my shepherd, you have a relationship. And the term is Jehovah Raha. You see, now it becomes something meaningful to you. And it says, I shall not walk. God is saying today that if He is your shepherd and you are His child, you shall not walk. Why? Because He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who will provide. You see, His names become relevant now in this song. Because you may be going through and wondering where things are going to come from, but He says, I am your shepherd. No need to walk, because my Bible also tells me, my God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches in glory. So when He tells you, I shall not walk, that means He is Jehovah Jireh. Yes, you shall not walk, that means He's going to be your eternal supply. Because He is the good shepherd. I gotta take my time because this is my favorite passage of Scripture. And then when He says He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Y'all know when summertime comes and that rain comes and it's green out there, that grass just grows up high. That's some fertile ground, isn't it? But see, He makes you to lie down in green grass. Anybody ever cut your grass? And when you go out there and you just lay on it. See, my dog likes to go out there and just wallow in the green pasture. Why? Because you can get some rest out there. You see, here, Jesus is saying, David is saying, He's making me to lie down in green pastures. That means He's going to give me some rest. You may be tired, but if He's your good shepherd, He's going to allow you to get some rest. He's going to allow you to be at peace, and that's when you understand that He is Jehovah Shalom. He is Jehovah Shalom in that passage of Scripture. Oh, my God. And then He leads me beside the still waters. still waters mean you can go down there and get a nice, cool, refreshing drink. He can let it just get to thirst quench, because he is a good shepherd. He's not going to let you go where the water is just running and you can't get a drink, but if you can just get to the steep water, you can get refreshed. Y'all with me today? And then I like when the good shepherd says that he restored my soul. Anybody ever need to be restored? Anybody ever need to be healed? Because that's what he's saying here. He said he restored my soul. That means that he is Jehovah Rapha, the one who can heal. Y'all feeling this today? There's so much in this passage. He is the one who restored. Oh, my God. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. Some of us want to try to lead our own self. But he's saying that he leadeth me in the path of righteousness. That means he will guide you wherever you need to go. The good shepherd, he will, because we always say, what are my steps in the Lord? And sometimes we don't want to take those steps. But if we understand this, he says, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness. Why does he do it? For his name's sake. Y'all know what that name is. We're talking about his righteousness. Jehovah sent him. Y'all didn't know all these names was up in this passage. Some of y'all may have known, but now you can realize that he is the good shepherd. He does that for his name's sake. That means he's got a purpose for you. He's guiding you and leading you because he has a purpose. There's a reason you were born. There was a reason that you are here today. That's purpose. And so he's going to lead you if you want to follow, because his sheep know his voice. Yea. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Y'all know you can scare the water. Y'all know, they call it that fight or flight syndrome. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Oh, how many of y'all can actually say when you walk at nighttime, you're not scared? Oh, you don't have to worry. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, sometimes you gotta go through some testing every now and then. Sometimes you gotta be in the valley. And because he is the good shepherd and he's right there with you, you can just walk. You don't have to rush through it. And sometimes we want to rush through some things, but we don't get fully tested, and then we have to get diverted and come back and walk again. A lot of times we want to run and we can't hear what God is speaking and saying to us during that time. But if you're on a, how many of you ever been on a walk? When you're just walking and taking your time and you can just look at your surroundings and you can hear the birds chirping and you can see the roses and you can see everything. But when you're running, you can't hardly see anything. But God is saying, because I am the good shepherd, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to worry about it, because I'm going to be right there with you. Why? Because he says, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he's your protection. So we sang this morning, Lord, what? Be a fence all around me. Why? Because he is your protection. You want that. You want that. And that's what the good shepherd understands. And he's going to surround you. I will fear no evil. He's going to be there. Why? Because he is Jehovah Nissi. He is there. He will come. But I like this. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. How many of you take comfort today? How many of you need comfort? But thou art with me. That shows that he is a faithful God. He is faithful no matter how hard it gets, how hard it may seem. He is a faithful God. He is never going to leave you. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Sometimes we have to get a little discipline every night. We have to get a little straightening up. It doesn't feel good. But sometimes he has to put us back on the right path. But then I like when he says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. How many of you feel like you're surrounded by enemies right now? But see, when he says he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies, you don't have to worry about anything because he's doing it right in front of them. He's not trying to hide it in plain sight. He's doing it in plain sight so that they can see it, so that they will know. So what does that do? That gives you hope. That gives you hope to let you know that no matter what's going on, he's going to be right there preparing your table. And he anoints your head with oil. Anybody ever been anointed down with some oil? See, in the Old Testament, when that oil came down, it represented the Holy Spirit. And so the Lord is saying, when I anoint you with some oil, you're going through a little bit of sanctification process. He's letting the Holy Spirit and the oil come down on you. The Good Shepherd is, and that is Jehovah Nicodemus, the one who sanctified. But this is the problem. My cup runneth over. You may think your cup is empty right now. You may think it because you're in that valley, but when you come out of that valley and you look at your cup, it's not just going to be full. It's going to run over. What does that mean? That when you're with the Good Shepherd, he's going to take care of you. He's not just going to give you enough. He's going to give you more than enough. And some of us can't wait, but I'm telling you, you're about to be blessed more abundantly. Because he said, I come that you may have life, and have life more abundantly. But when he tells you that your cup is going to run over, he's telling you, I'm about to bless you abundantly. So then you'll know that he is really Jehovah Jireh. Not only did he provide, like he provided a ram in the bush, he's going to provide you with enough that you can share with your neighbor. Surely. When you're with the Good Shepherd, he is Jehovah Rock. And he lets you know that he's going to give you peace. He's Jehovah Shalom. And my Bible tells me that he will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Why are you troubled? Why are you fretting? Get in your word and get your mind on Jesus. Get your mind on Jesus Christ because he'll take care of you. See, a lot of times we let the world and things and our circumstances come into our mind. And our mind gets filled with other things and we forget that he is the Good Shepherd. About to close. The Good Shepherd then lets you know that surely goodness and mercy. Surely, because he is my shepherd, he's going to take care of me. If I have a problem, I believe it's over there in the book of Peter. He says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Then if he is a good shepherd, surely there are going to be some good things following him. And when you get in trouble, you can boldly go before the throne of grace and find someone mercy to help you in time of need. So surely goodness and mercy is going to be right there with you. How many of you need some mercy right now? How many of you expecting some goodness from the Lord right now? I'm just here to tell you today, to admonish you, to let you know that Jesus is your good shepherd. He has your best interest at heart. No matter what is going on, no matter how hard it gets or how hard it may seem, if you get into the Word and understand that the Lord is my shepherd, no matter what I'm going through, I'm never going to want. I might not have exactly what I desire at that time, but I won't be hungry. He'll provide, He'll make a way. I may not have excess right now, but I have enough. But when He gets to the point to where my cup is running over, when He gets me to that place where my cup is running over, I'm never going to forget all the things that He's done for me. Because I can look back and say when my mind was troubled, I understood He was Jehovah Shalom. When my body was sick and needed to be healed, I can say He was Jehovah Rapha. When I needed to be sanctified, I can say He was Jehovah Nicodemus. But when I needed Him late in the midnight hour, I know that He was Jehovah Jireh. So what I'm telling you today, if He is your good shepherd, He has your best interest at heart. All of these names reveal His character. Character matters. No matter what you see on TV, character matters. I don't care how good of a job you can do. If you don't have good character, I don't need you. We say that God is a good God, and we say, yes, He is. We know that He's a good God, because when I need to be hid sometimes, He'll be Jehovah Nisi. God, I just want you to understand today that when you look at Psalm 23, understand that this psalm reveals the very nature and character of the good shepherd. He'll restore you. He'll provide for you. Because He is the God who hears your cry. He is the God that answers prayer. If you desire something from the Lord, just come on. He said, just make your request known unto Him. Hallelujah. He is a good God. I'm so glad that He took time just to come by and think about me. I just feel so good that He thought so much of me that He would die on the cross. He proved that He was the good shepherd. He gave His life for me. Not only did He give His life for me, but He gave His life for you. If you don't know Him today, get to know Him. Because He is truly good. He is good all the time. And we say all the time, He is good. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.